This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Earlier this week, there was a problem with the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts. A water main broke, and there was some serious damage done to the Flynn Center. And with me now is the new executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts to tell us more, Anna Marie Gewirtz. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me here, Mitch.
So what happened here? The water main broke, and how bad was the damage?
Well, the damage was mainly in the Flynn Space area, which is our lower level black box theater. So it was the Flynn Space, the theater flooring, as well as our production equipment that was downstairs in Flynn Space.
Any idea how this happened?
Well, the water main was over 60 years old, and when they dug it up, there was a crack in the water main that was about 3 feet long, if you can imagine that. Deep underground, and obviously it was not something that we knew about, but it caused this issue.
Yeah, damaged a deli next door as well, I understand. So did some damage there to that stretch of businesses. Now, when you're assessing the damage here, what does it look like? Do you have any preliminary estimates on the cost or how much this might take to fix?
Yeah, we do not have any preliminary estimates. We're still working through that. Thankfully, we do have insurance, which will cover most of the damage, but not all. And the production equipment, our lighting equipment, some of our soft goods like our drapes and curtains and things like that, they were severely impacted. So we're in the process of assessing that, as well as the floor to the Flynn Space, which is a sprung floor so that it's amenable for dance and theatrical performances. So that floor needs to be completely replaced, and we've been working around the clock since Monday, and I have to say our team has really stepped up. We've had an amazing crew on site working around the clock, and they've made tremendous progress since Monday. So we're very hopeful.
When the word got out, Anna Marie, about this, what was the community response like?
Well, as the new executive director at the Flynn, you know, this is my sixth week on the job. I was just absolutely floored by the response, and what it showed to me was how much people really, really care about the Flynn and how they value it as a community resource and a place that brings arts to everyone. And that really was very heartening and encouraging, and just to see our staff and our board and our members and everyone come around the Flynn and help support us during this time was really, really wonderful.
Never a good time for something like this to happen, but probably better that it happened now than, let's say, earlier at the beginning of June, when, of course, the Jazz Fest is going on and so many groups are coming. But is this going to affect any upcoming performances?
Well, we're in the process of doing everything we can to clean up the space and make sure that we stay on schedule with our scheduled events, which are beginning later in September. And so we're day by day assessing everything that we can do to stay on track with those. And in terms of, you know, the plans for the season, thankfully the main stage was untouched. And so the historic parts of the theater, you know, our beautiful Art Deco 1930 theater was untouched, and we're really, really grateful for that. It certainly could have been a lot worse.
So the Flynn Space is the place that is mostly damaged. I've seen some shows there. It's a wonderful venue, a little bit smaller, more intimate, let's say. What happens next? Are you going to be soliciting funds from members to try and deal with the cost of the cleanup? Or?
Right. Well, now we're still just assessing what the damage is and how much is going to be covered. So we're still in the very early days here. But I do think it's important for people to know that this Saturday is our largest fundraiser of the year, which was already scheduled. It's called Over the Edge. We have 94 people that are rappelling off the side of a building, the Courtyard Marriott in downtown Burlington. That fundraiser is still going on, and we're excited for it. In terms of the longer term plan for restoring Flynn Space, we're working on that right now.
And I should note that VPR's own new CEO, Scott Finn, will also be rappelling down the side of a building. Better him than me.
That is correct. We're looking forward to having him there.
Anna Marie Gewirtz is the new executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Mitch.